produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, we love you. Happy birthday to you.
Now blow out the candles. Ready? One, two, three.
Welcome, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again on this edition of Power Up Your Family. You know, I love this time of the year for a variety of reasons. And simply put, it's a time of new beginning in our family, a time of beginning, if you will. From the 25th of February up through the 23rd of March, we have six birthdays in our family. And so today I thought we might talk about the tradition of celebrating birthdays. You know, why do we celebrate birthdays? How did birthday celebrations begin? And the importance to the family to celebrate individual family members' birthdays. Now, obviously, we all enjoy birthdays. We like the cake. We like the ice cream. We like blowing out the candles. We enjoy the celebration of getting family together to have a time to enjoy each other's company and to celebrate the joy of commemorating, if you will, the birth of each individual as we celebrate their birthday. Now, we've started a bit of a tradition in our family. Because of so many birthdays in that 30-day window, a few years ago, we started having kind of a combined get-together where we have all the birthday kids and adults, and in this case, it's really all the adults, get together for a birthday celebration where we have the grandma and granddad, all the adult kids, their spouses, as well as the grandkids. And we celebrate everyone's birthdays that occur between the 25th of February and March the 23rd. And part of that tradition is the cake. Instead of having many, many candles, we've been buying the numbers, candles that have the numbers. And this year we celebrated on Saturday with a cake that was designated with the number 303, 303 years of combined ages for the six birthday kids. So, as I was talking with Kayla earlier before the show was being ready to be broadcast and recorded, I had a funny thought, and that she said that number sounds biblical, and it made me think maybe there's a missing word in the chronology or the genealogy, if you will, of the Bible characters found in Genesis, where it describes the age of Adam and Methuselah and all of the descendants thereafter when they lived 1,000 days. Maybe they were saying, and Methuselah lived and Methuselah and his family lived 1,000 years. Maybe those two words are missing, and family. But in any event, we know that that was a different time, and life expectancy had a different meaning because of the effects of what occurred in the Garden of Eden and the transition of mankind from immortality in life to mortality. And so, obviously, as we commemorate birthdays, we're reminded of our birth, but we're also reminded that we've advanced one more year in our chronology of age. And as we all recognize, life is a continuing process that ultimately leads to that time when we pass from this mortal sphere and enter into the eternal sphere. and we transition from mortal life into immortal life. So consequently, let's talk about the experiences of birthdays. Now, some may ask, well, how did we get started with the celebration of birthdays? And I did a little research, as I like to do, and, you know, history is one of my favorite topics. And this past month of February, we did a lot of talking and discussing and researching about President's Day and Black History Month and related historical things that occurred with individuals and with us as a nation. But interesting to note, birthdays didn't begin until calendars were created. Now think about that. Early civilizations had no way to keep track of time other than by using the moon, the sun, or some other important event. So this made it difficult for them to pay attention to the anniversary of a person's birth. As time went on, everyone realized that they all experienced the effects of aging. They just didn't have a means to mark a special milestone for it. So it wasn't until ancient people began taking note of the moon's cycles that they began paying attention to the change in seasons as well. So they noticed this pattern repeated itself over and over again, and thus they began marking these changes in time. That is what bore the first calendars, which marked time changes and other special days. So from this type of tracking system came the ability to celebrate birthdays and other significant events and anniversaries each year. Now, it's reported that all this started with the Egyptians. Scholars who have studied the Bible say that the earliest mention of a birthday was around 3000 BC and was in reference to a pharaoh's birthday. But further study implies that this was not their birth into the world, but their birth as a god with a small g. When Egyptian pharaohs were crowned in ancient Egypt, they were considered to have transformed into gods. This was a moment in their lives that they became more important than even their physical birth. Pagans, such as the ancient Greeks, believed that each person had a spirit that was present on the day of his or her birth. This spirit kept watch and had a mystic relation with the god on whose birthday that particular individual was born. So you can thank the Greeks for all those birthday candles. Gods and goddesses were a huge part of Greek culture. Greeks offered many tributes and sacrifices to appease these gods. The lunar goddess Artemis was no different. As a tribute to her, the Greeks would offer up moon-shaped cakes adorned with lit candles to recreate the glowing radiance of the moon and Artemis' perceived beauty. The candles also symbolized the sending of a signal or prayer. Blowing out the candles with a wish is another way of sending that message to the gods. So, as we move on with this little historical perspective, it is assumed that the Greeks adopted the Egyptian tradition of celebrating the birth of a god. They, like many other pagan cultures, thought that days of major change, such as these, birthdays, welcomed evil spirits. They lit candles in response to these spirits, almost as if they represented a light in the darkness. This implies that birthday celebrations started as a form of protection. In addition to candles, friends and family would gather around the birthday person and protect them from harm with good cheers, thoughts, and wishes. They would give gifts to bring even more good cheer that would ward off evil spirits. Noisemakers were also used to scare away the unwanted evil. So, the ancient Romans were the first to celebrate the birth of the common man. This seems to be the first time in history where civilization celebrated the birth of non-religious figures. Regular Roman citizens would celebrate the birthdays of their friends and family members. The government, however, created public holidays in honor of more famous citizens. Any Roman turning 50 years old would receive a special cake baked with wheat flour, olive oil, grated cheese, and honey. But an important thing to note is that only men would experience this birthday celebration. Female birthdays were not celebrated until about the 12th century. Birthdays were first considered to be a pagan ritual in Christian culture. So in Christianity, it is believed that all people are born with original sin. That in combination with early birthdays being tied to pagan gods led Christians to consider birthdays to be celebrations of evil. This lasted for the first few hundred years of the existence of the Christian church. It wasn't until the 4th century that Christians abandoned that way of thinking and began celebrating the birth of Jesus, as we, of course, know as Christmas. Celebrating the birth of Jesus was partly enacted to recruit those who already celebrated Saturnalia, the Roman holiday. Here's an interesting little footnote. German bakers invented the birthday cake as we know it today. At this point, birthdays had been celebrated around the world, even in China, where a child's first birthday was more special than most. Kinderfest, which started in the late 18th century, was the name for a German birthday party that is closest to today's style of parties. Party was held for German kids, or Kinder, and featured a birthday cake adorned with candles. Kids were given one candle atop the cake for each year they had been alive, plus one for the hope of living for at least one more year. Blowing out these candles while making a wish was a big part of these celebrations. Now, this is an interesting item. The Industrial Revolution made a way for everyone to enjoy sugary cakes. Sugary cakes were a birthday commodity only wealthy people had access to for quite some time. This was because the ingredients the sugary treats required were considered to be a luxury. Then the time in our history known as the Industrial Revolution allowed birthday celebrations in all cultures to proliferate. The required ingredients became more widely available. This, in combination with advances in mass production, allowed bakeries the option of offering customers pre-made cakes at lower prices. Now, we've all enjoyed hearing at our birthday celebration the happy birthday song. You know, I won't sing it, so you don't need to be worried about that. The words are going, you know, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear, and then the name of the person. Well, it is reported that two sisters, Hattie Hill and Mildred Hill, who happened to both be Kentucky school teachers, wrote a song called Good Morning to All in 1893 that was published in a book for other school teachers. The original intent of this song was to be sung in class by students before starting the day. Of course, when anything catches on, there are variations that are made. This song is no different. Robert Coleman published a songbook in 1924 that featured this song with a few extra lyrics that quickly came to overshadow the original lyrics. These new lyrics to that popular old tune became what we know as the birthday song today. In 1933, this new version was used in an Irving Berlin musical. One of the founding Hill sisters sued on the grounds that they had the copyright to the tune. They won the case, and the copyright still holds to this day. Some even believe this song is under copyright until the year 2030. Copyright proceeds are split with the copyright owner and the Hills estate, estimated at around $2 million a year. Now, there's a few more little historical points, but let me just kind of skip over all that and just kind of get back to the basic premise of the importance of birthday celebrations. Why do we celebrate birthdays? What's their significance for us in this modern age? How does this relate to powering up our family? Well, obviously, as it becomes each individual family member's turn to have their birthday recognized and celebrated by the family, this gives them the opportunity to recognize or to experience the attention, the love, and the joy of support from their family. And who doesn't like to be the center of attention at least a little bit every once in a while? Now, I've known a number of people over the years who have birthdays that are on or around December 25th or other major holidays. But especially a birthday around December 25th when we celebrate Christmas. many of those individuals typically have expressed to me a bit of a perspective or feeling that they get slighted on their birthday because it's overridden by Christmas, and because their birthday is so close to Christmas, not a lot of attention is paid to their birthday, and they don't get any really extra gifts, so to speak, especially when they were younger. So we're sympathetic to those who have a birthday on or around December 25th, but you know, there's some real deep meanings as to why we should be aware of and we should celebrate births. You know, a birthday is a day that comes once a year, and it should be celebrated for several reasons. You know, a birthday is a time when a person acknowledges the anniversary of his or her birth. In most cultures, birthdays are celebrated in some of the same ways. Often birthdays are celebrated with a gift, a party, or some other special act. There are reasons birthdays should be celebrated. For example, your birthday was your beginning. Your birthday was the beginning of your life. God created you to serve a purpose in this world. Every time when you have a birthday, it is an indication that you still have work to do for the kingdom of God. Your birthday is a sign that you have another chance to fulfill your unique mission. So a birthday is a momentous occasion to be commemorated, just as a nation commemorates its birth or as an organization celebrates its founding. A birthday is much more than an occasion to receive gifts. Your birthday is a chance to remember the day that a major event occurred, to celebrate and give thanks, and to reflect upon how well you are still alive, to celebrate the day you were born. A birthday is a time to celebrate birth itself. It is an expression of thanks to God for being born and still being alive. It is also an occasion to rethink your life. It is a great time to reflect on the past, evaluate your present, and make plans for your future. It is a time when your past intersects with your present and future. You might say your birthday is a transition from what was to what is to be. Birthday is a chance for a refresher. You know, a birthday is not only a time to think about your birth, but your birthday is also a time to think about your rebirth. To recall your birth is to recall a new beginning. No matter how things went yesterday or last year, you always have the capacity to try again. Your birthday is a refresher, a chance for regeneration, not just materially, but spiritually. To reach another year is an achievement to have lived another year. You have another year's worth of blessings to thank God for. Think of how much of God's air you have consumed during the year. Think of how many nights God allowed you to lie down and sleep, and how many mornings he has awakened you with brand new mercies. In Lamentations 3:22 and 23, we read, "It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." When you celebrate your birthday, you acknowledge your existence on this earth. No matter in what kind of family you were destined to be born, you are here to live your life to its fullest. Celebrating your birthday is a way to thank God that he allowed you to be born and to see another birthday. Birthday celebrations are great ways for your family and friends to bond with you, if they choose. Usually people make a special effort to be nice to you on your birthday, hopefully. Birthday presents are good, but a wish that comes from the heart is worth all the presents in this world. From those who love you, it truly is the thought that counts. You know, I think about a unique experience that I have every year. In years past, it was, it's typical in for many years, before postage became rather expensive, that massive numbers of Christmas cards would be sent out. And equal to that would be, maybe not equal to that, but similar to that, people would mail birthday cards to friends and family. And over the years, I've noticed that the receipt of a birthday card in the mail has become a non-existent event for me, with just a handful of exceptions. But I have grown to appreciate there's a sister, a member of our church, a very sweet lady who I have nicknamed the Mother Teresa of the Mormon faith. Every year, without fail, for I don't know, the last almost 20 years, on my birthday or around my birthday, I receive in the mail from this dear sister a birthday card with a nice little message written in it. And so that's that one moment in the mail that I look forward to. No bills, just this beautiful handwritten note on a birthday card from this dear sweet lady. Quite a tradition and very much appreciated. So maybe you might think of someone, maybe not even a family member, but a friend or someone special, that you might decide, well, you know, maybe I could afford to send a birthday card to an individual or two or three every year, just to let them know I'm thinking of them and to let them know that they're loved and appreciated. So, you know, birthday celebrations don't necessarily mean that you have to have a big party every year. Sometimes people do have parties to celebrate what they call the big one, such as turning 30 or 40, 50, 60 or 70, or especially for someone turning 100. You know, a simple birthday, a simple dinner with your family or a few close friends usually is all it takes to make a person happy and feel appreciated. And here it goes. Greeting cards are always welcome, as well as a telephone call. This tradition in our family of getting together, where we celebrate the birthday of six of us, has always been a lot of fun. Now, we recognize each individual and their specific day of their birthday through a text message, a phone call, maybe even a personal visit, and maybe even a little lunch or something, get together, but on an individual basis. So as we celebrate our birthdays each year, it's always good to be acknowledged that we exist. And so we receive it in good faith when others are willing to help us celebrate our birthdays. So what I've thought about with regards to how this helps families and individuals in celebrating the birthdays is to be thankful that we have lived another year and that we have the opportunity to, as was said earlier, to have a fresh start. And, you know, we all talk about New Year's Day and New Year's resolutions. But usually if your birthday is some months after New Year's Day, the resolutions that you've made on New Year's Day may have come and gone and been forgotten about. But maybe a new tradition you might consider is resolutions that are goals that you come up with on your birthday or the year between birthdays. And that becomes a very personal thing and not so much just a tradition that everyone is talking about with regard to New Year's resolutions. It's a real treat to recognize that we have been able to make a difference in the lives of others. But it's also important to recognize the difference that others have made a contribution in our own life. So I would encourage all of us to make the most of our birthday celebrations and to not just focus on the cake and the ice cream and the birthday gifts. My wife gets tickled with me. I've learned with our grandkids that spending a lot of money on birthday cards is kind of wasteful. So I love to go to the Dollar Tree and buy either $1 or two for a dollar birthday cards, because I've noticed with grandkids, if there's a gift card or cash inside the card, they look at the card for about 2 or 3 seconds, set it aside, and get excited about the gift that's inside, and the card is soon set aside and forgotten. So we find that it's helpful to write a little note inside the card, and that maybe gets them to look a little longer at the card. But it's more, we think, the thought of that little note that's important than spending a lot of money for the birthday card. So I will post along with the hosting of this edition of our show, our program, some Bible verses that can help us to be mindful and to celebrate our birthday. Things that might make us be aware of Scripture and the Lord and His interest in us and His desire that we enjoy life and that He is a part of all things in our lives. And as we recognize things such as, this is the day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I think that comes from Psalms 118:24. You know, God created mankind and the earth, so we owe Him our utmost gratitude. So rejoice for another year of birth and give up a prayer of thanks. Or we could go to another verse in Psalms. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Have faith in the Lord. Pray and send up your wants and needs, and He will listen. Or in Ephesians we read, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. We are all created in the eyes of God, and we are all perfect and should spread this message of self-love with others. Or how about in Psalms 90:12, where it says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. The good news, it's natural that life on earth ends, but it's key to make those days matter. Life to the fullest and follow God's commandments, and then we will live eternally with Him in heaven. Well, I want to close by just sharing with you my appreciation for my family and for our opportunities to gather together to celebrate each other's birthdays. It's a choice time together. It's a special occasion. And the good thing is that while we enjoy the gathering as a family for Christmas, Easter, and other special religious holidays, with many family members and many birthdays scattered throughout the year, it's another great opportunity for family get-togethers to have meals together, to fellowship with each other, to enjoy each other's company, and to express love and gratitude one to another. I testify to you that I know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of mankind and the greatest birthday gift of all time was found in John 3:16, where God said, or it is stated, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This, obviously, is the greatest birthday gift of all time, to which I testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.